It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to The Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Oh, that's Bailey at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Have you had any water today?
There's water in my lemonade.
There you go. So I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mark Lloyd Show. And right out of the box, I just want everybody out there, all of our fans, our audience to know that we have all been tagged with the franchise tag. So nobody's going anywhere. Seminole Bill was trying to explore the free agency, but we locked them up really fast along with Terminus Eric. So I'm sorry, guys, but you're going to accept your millions and you're staying on the Mark Lloyd Show. Is that good with you guys?
Hey, I'm good with that. I mean, you gave me a lifetime water guarantee. What can I go wrong with that?
That's right. Terminus Eric, you happy with your new deal?
Yeah, I like my new sunglasses I'm wearing.
That's what happens, Seminole Bill. Terminus signs a new deal, and he's wearing sunglasses now.
Yeah, his future looks bright.
Figured, what better time with NFL free agency going on than we lock down our show, right?
Gotta do
you know?
Gotta do it.
Yeah, we didn't want anybody signing somewhere else, going off for just the money. You know, we wanted them to stay here on the Mark Lloyd Show. So that is the good news. So how are you guys doing? Good?
Doing great.
Awesome.
Ready to rock.
Excellent. And you know what? Boy, what an interesting show today. I would say this is probably the first year out of all my years of following the NFL that I'm, like, really digging this NFL free agency. Usually, you know, and we were talking, we follow along, you know, but it's like I'm really into it right now. And it's like the recruiting has a second life. It's like college football recruiting now is called NFL free agency. And it's pretty fascinating because a lot of the same stuff that goes on with college football recruiting goes on with the NFL too. It's just there's millions of dollars that are involved that go directly to the player and his agent and their family and everything like that. So we have a lot of free agency talk because the NFL talking football never gets old. The ratings prove that each and every week. So we have NFL free agency to get to. And guys, so I hope you're ready. Also, I want to talk a little bit about PEDs. And I'm going to get into that just a little bit because I got an interesting question. I'm curious about what your guys' thoughts are. Also, this coming, I think it's either tonight, someone will maybe you know this, or Sunday night. It's the 30 for 30 on Christian Laettner. It's I Hate Christian Laettner is the title
like that. Yeah. Golly, Moses. They normally
Is it normally Sunday night?
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to say you might be right. It's sometimes on a Thursday and then a Sunday, or maybe they repeat it on one of those other days. But they release some of the new ones usually on one of the 2 days, either Thursday or Sunday.
Yeah, that's true. But so I want to talk about that for a minute, too. So we have a lot of stuff to get to. Of course, we have our water check coming up later on, our fitness tip, and, of course, our Walking Dead recap. We're only – how many episodes left this season, Terminus? Do you know, two?
Three.
Yeah. And I am probably the most curious I've ever been speculating, trying to figure out the angle with what's going on in The Walking Dead. And we'll get into that in the last segment. But before we get to anything, this story came out, and we haven't had a chance to talk about it. And I've had it in my notes for several weeks, and finally we're going to get to it real fast. And that is, we don't talk a lot of NASCAR, but it's bigger than NASCAR. Kurt Busch, Seminole Bill, you know who Kurt Busch is, right?
Yes.
Okay. He got into some trouble. He's always in a little bit of trouble, but he got into some trouble with domestic violence. He got suspended for 3 races by NASCAR. And I guess all the charges have been dropped, et cetera, et cetera. But, and I was having this conversation actually with my father-in-law, who's a big NASCAR fan. And I'm curious, and he couldn't really answer the question, and I'm struggling with this too. Why didn't it become a giant story, especially with what we just went through when it came to the NFL. I mean, it's at the top of everybody's agenda, all politicians, all sports commissioners, et cetera. It's on the tip of a lot of people's tongues. All kinds of programs and money has been donated to that cause, a very worthy cause. But it's, yes, NASCAR's just been in for three races, but do you recall the national media, you know, running with this story at all with Kurt Busch in the sport of NASCAR? Because I'm trying to figure out some of the why nobody did. And I just can't, is NASCAR just not that popular? Then I said, well, no, it's pretty stinking popular. You know what I mean? Like, ESPN was not all over it. The ESPN spent in the matter of, on the Jameis Winston situation, they spent, you know, a good year of research and undercover work trying to accuse him of something he didn't do. But when it came to Kurt Busch, it was dropped, basically. I never heard anything really about that.
It's an interesting...
What do you think?
I'm sitting here thinking about what you're asking, and it's a lot of different things come to mind, but I mean, you know, how do you lop it in there with what, like you said, what we went through on the NFL side and maybe the also with Jameis here, you know, with all the stuff that was going on there. Man.
I mean, you had Ray Rice, you had Greg Hardy, you had Ray McDonald, all three cases involving the same type of an incident, domestic violence, but all three had different outcomes. You know, one, the charges were dropped right away. One, it went to court, you know, and then Ray Rice, there was evidence and video. You know, Kurt Busch, no evidence, no video, no nothing. It was just kind of swept under the rug.
That may be a part of it. Maybe just a little bit because of it being, I mean, you know, NASCAR's a tight-knit circle. A lot of the comes and goes are, but, you know, some of these, you know, the NASCAR fan base, the group, it's really, really devoted to the number on that shirt, the number on that car, if you will. And it's, you know, it's not as many people to deal with, quite, you know, as, you know, you've got teams and teams of superstars there. But at the same time, it is interesting because maybe.
Do you think it's because it's technically an individual?
Well, that was where, that's kind of where I was going. I mean, think about
not a team?
Right. Think of like when you deal with tennis stars. I mean, you know, you get some things coming up every now and then, you know, way back in the day, McEnroe having a temper. Wow, big deal. Connor's cursing on the court. Wow, big deal. But the behind-the-scenes stuff, you know, now in the day of social media, now you get more about, you know, Venus or you know, the sister, you know, acting up at different things. And you
yeah,
hear...
but don't you think – okay, that's a good example. You mentioned tennis. But don't you think if Roger Federer or Rafael Nadal, you know, or Djokovic, you know, any one of them, you know, was in the news for beating up his girlfriend or wife or whoever at the time, I just think that it would have got a lot more. It would have just got a lot more play.
Yeah, but you know, does it go back, Mark? Does it go back? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, maybe we just haven't heard it. Maybe it has, and I just have missed it. I was going to say, that, you know, hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show. Maybe we missed it, Bill.
No, I know. I think I do think it has something to do with the way it's processed in a way. I mean, and again, maybe just the lack of real evidence there. I mean, maybe there wasn't enough to make that jump.
Okay, but there had to have been enough evidence that NASCAR suspended it for three.
Sure,
races.
Sure. Out of a great, well, you know, and you had great.
You know what? You might have brought up the best point, Senator Bill, and that is the tight-knit community that is NASCAR. That this is the wrong choice of words, but people might know where I'm going. You know, they have fist fights all the time after the races.
It's natural.
You know what I mean?
It's like a hockey game.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a given, even though it doesn't belong. At least in hockey, it belongs. But if LeBron James got in a fist fight, you know, one game a week after it, I mean, the whole country would be blown up. Or if it happened in the NFL or NBA.
Yeah, but it speaks to the nature of the game and the way the rules are laid out. Because, you know, like you did, and what... what's allowable, if you will, within this grand scheme of the event, because you come from a sport that was just, you know, professional wrestling, you know, go back and look at how those things are laid out, and you know how they were back in the day of people like when Austin Idol was in there, and now you know coming through the Hulk and on up, how things are looked at, how people used to really just want to crush people because they thought someone was really doing something bad to someone. It's a big, you know, job, if you will, a nice entertainment for them. Now it's known to be what it is. Now in these other circles, like, you know, the NASCAR and these and the football, I mean, you had all this stuff come out really, really bam, 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 college football. Then you had the NFL with all the same, and they reacted so quickly after getting criticized initially for not reacting. Boom, here comes the onslaught. NASCAR sees that, and then they have an incident, and they don't want to even go there, you know?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I mean, you know, right now I'm just, in a way, I was just kind of looking for an answer, you know, of and then I thought maybe I missed it, but I think some of the bill you might be on the right track when it comes to all that, which kind of leads, you know, we're talking about the negative side of sports, and I hate to start the show that way, but I wanted to get to it before it just became irrelevant, way too old. However, what is relevant, and this is the negative side of sports, but it's, I'm looking at it from a different angle. And Laron Landry, do you know who Laron Landry is?
Enlighten me.
The safety for the Redskins out of
got
LSU. But he has the Popeye arms. You know, he's
right,
jacked.
Right, right, right.
It looks like, you know, right from here, he's going to go into a bodybuilding contest. Well, he got popped for PEDs again.
Okay. I did hear about that. Sorry.
When we come back from the break, though, I have a question about why we care about PEDs in some sports and not others. So we'll get to that on the other side of the break. Stay with us here on the Mark Lloyd Show. We're coming right back.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
And now, a man that knows everything, Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. We are brought to you by, we are powered by our good friends over at Fraud Protection Network and the Rapid Pro Real-Time Identity Theft Protection. Start protecting your identity today, my good friends. It's quite simple. All you have to do is give them a buzz at 855-203-0683 to start protecting your identity today. Or similar bill, he likes to do it a different way. He likes to visit the website at
fraudprotectionnetwork.com.
It's that simple. Okay, before we went to the break, I mentioned Laron Landry. The safety for the Colts, for the Redskins, you know, he's bounced around a little bit. He got nailed for PEDs again. I don't know if it's the second or third try, you know, of getting caught. So whatever performance-enhancing drug he's taken, it's not legal, and he got caught again. But the reason I am bringing this up is in football, yeah, he gets suspended, but we as fans, we really don't care that LeRon Landry or anybody gets caught with PEDs. We don't frown on them. We don't look at them any different because nobody has. It's just, it is what it is. However, Seminole Bill, in the sport of baseball, it's, oh my God, we have a heart attack.
Yes.
Over all of that. Obviously with Bonds, McGuire, Sosa, and the King is A-Rod.
Sick.
Why? Why don't we care about football? Would you, I mean, if Tom Brady came out, let's pick the biggest guy in the sport, Tom Brady. He comes out and he was taking PEDs, he's suspended for 3 games. Do you think for 1 second, we're going to look at his Super Bowls and think they're tainted? Are we going to look at any of his records and think they're tainted? No way. It's whatever. Yet, in baseball, if you do get caught, then all of those records and stuff that you've done, well, they're tainted. You cheated. Why is that, Seminole Bill?
I don't know. I mean, baseball... It goes back to, you know, America's pastime, America's game, and it hits in your soul a different way. Now it's just changing, but I look at them kind of similar, to be honest with you. I mean, I know that it's the grand scheme of things, the audience may view it differently, but yeah, it was very, when Sammy and Mark were having that great run and they were battling each other out there on the diamond, you know, who could hit the most home runs, and then all this.
It was fantastic.
It was amazing. It was amazing theater, and they were both genuinely good guys. People enjoyed it. People relished it. And then when if it was Canseco, people would be mad, like, ah, that guy, you know. I mean, sorry, Jose, but you are what you are. you get the bad rap.
I got you. You're basing that on attitude.
Yeah. There were two great guys that really thought they respected the game more than that, you know. And then they turn out to be, excuse the pun, because they're both guys I really followed and enjoyed watching play. You know, like a Lance Armstrong that just wanted to keep up with the Joneses, or, you know, and that's a shame.
I can't think off the top of my head somebody, you know, a major NFL player, that took PEDs. And the reason I can't think of one is because it's never a big deal. It just isn't. It's to me, it's accepted for the NFL. The NBA, I never hear of anything. I don't know why, because I'm sure somebody does, not because they want to bulk up and get, big and strong. What the PEDs could do for them in the NBA is just make them recover quicker, right? You know what I mean? From an injury or playing back-to-back-to-back games. You know, as you get older, you can recover quicker by taking some PEDs, I'm sure. But in baseball, we crucify them. We don't let them in the Hall of Fame. We say we need to put an asterisk next to their names. Yet I've never heard of anything like that when it came to anybody that threw for 5,000 yards in the NFL, or somebody that maybe had, let's go defensive side, because that's maybe someone that had 25 sacks on a season. Let me ask you a question. How is Lawrence Taylor and all of his records and stuff that he did, how are they not tainted?
Yeah.
Because he didn't have PEDs, but he had enough cocaine running through him.
Yeah, that's definitely doesn't help. It's perception.
Do you frown on any of the stuff that Lawrence Taylor did on the football field? No. I mean, really?
On the football field, he was a terror. But now maybe
he was a terror though. Yeah.
You know
but
why?
What I'm saying, if A-Rod didn't do PEDs, but he was sniffing cocaine all the time and doing illegal drugs, and he was batting, hitting 70 home runs, we'd have a problem with that.
Yeah. Well, it's the fans' perception of the game, I would think. I mean, again, me personally, that really – it hurt me as a person when I – when Mark couldn't come clean on what he had done, you know? It really – I mean, I was like, doggone, man, you know? Baseball was always kind of just woven into the fabric of America like it's protected like the flag, man. It's just like – it's in your soul when you're growing up. If you know, at least it was when back in our
when
day.
We grew up.
Yeah,
when we grew up, not anymore.
That ripped away, and then you're going, well, who are the good guys now? I mean, you know, way back in the early days, you had the scandal with the Black Sox betting on baseball. And you had Pete, and Pete was my favorite player growing up. Was my idol.
Oh, I love Pete too. I used to like him all the time.
But then it just really made me upset. I was like, come on, Pete, dadgummit, you know we. Why?
Did you get upset over him gambling?
I did as a kid. Back when I was a little younger. But have I accepted it? Yes. I mean, but it just made me mad because of all the things, all the positive things in the game that he brought. All the hustle, the desire, the will, the sheer willpower he had to do other things. And I was like, why? If you've got it in that, why can't you maintain it in the other? Now, do I think he should be banned from the Hall of Fame? Heck no. It's on the field stuff.
No, it had nothing to do with it.
I think that's wrong, okay? He didn't – I mean, no one can say that he bet on his own team to lose. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just silly. But these other things that you mentioned, it does bother me to know that Mark, you know, as big a personality in person as he was, that wasn't maybe him without the extra help, you know?
Okay, well, let me ask you a question then. Are you bothered, not because he's a big-time player, but are you bothered by LeRon Landry getting hit for PEDs?
Am I
bothered? That if you're watching an NFL game and you realize that guy on the other side of the field was on PEDs and the other guys weren't, are you bothered? Do you think that changed the game? Do you think that mattered?
No, probably not as much in this situation, really, because simply, I mean, you know, you got a bunch of huge men running around there trying to kill you anyway. I mean, I think in baseball, for some reason, just the competitor in me says that if you take PEDs and that enables you, if I'm pitching at throwing the ball and you can smack my ball way further over that wall out there because now you're on a performance enhancing drug versus if I'm, you know, I'm clean and you're clean and we're just, you know, mano a mano. And you don't smack my ball out and my outfielder catches it. That makes a little bit of a difference to me. You can expect the game better that way.
I guess, but then I could always use the quarterback that can throw the ball 80 yards because he's on PEDs.
Show me that.
I mean, it's just, you know what? There's no right answer. It's just we give a pass to the NFL because of the love for it right now. I don't know. The NFL could pass on anything. All right, when we come back, Silver Bill, are you ready? Are you ready for some free agency talk? Lots of rumors swirling, all kinds of good stuff to get to. We're going to get into that when we come back right here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. You know, in football, the quarterback depends on his best offensive lineman to protect his blind side. But let me ask you a question. Who's got your back, huh? Who's protecting your identity? You hear the stories daily. Retailer after retailer having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. So how do you keep from being sacked? Well, now we have our own version of the Steel Curtain. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. And it's a beast, baby! Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring. It's real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff. Award-winning member service support and a $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, you can't afford to lose.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks for hanging with us as you always do. We, the crew here appreciates it. By the way, we are all signed, locked, and loaded. We all have the franchise tag, so that's a good thing. And we are also all protected by Fraud Protection Network, proud sponsor of the Mark Lloyd Show and the Rapid Pro Real-Time Identity Theft Protection Program. Give them a call. Start protecting your identity today. Tell them the Mark Lloyd Show sent you at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at
fraudprotectionnetwork.com.
Senator Bill never misses, just like Steven Gostkowski, the kicker for the Patriots, who ended up signing with the Patriots. What a weird way to start off with a kicker. But, you know, similar to Bill, the NFL free agency is truly like college football recruiting right now.
Yeah.
You have five-star guys, the Gum 2 kind of guy, Dez Bryant, a Randall Cobb. You have, you know, guys that are three-star, four-star, you know, in a way you could say a Jerry Hughes or Denarius Moore, Torrey Smith, you know, guys like that. And on top of that, you have guys on teams recruiting those guys. You bring the player in and have dinner with them and everything, try to sell them your team, and then they go back and they discuss with their agent. Back in the day, in college, they discuss it with their parents. You know what I mean? There's a lot of similarities. And it's pretty fascinating that how many, I guess you could say, you know, big names are out there, but what some teams' plans are, like everybody's throwing their arms up in the air wondering what is going on in Philadelphia with the Eagles. They get rid of Shady McCoy, who goes to the Buffalo Bills. They get rid of Macklin, who goes to the Kansas City Chiefs. And they bring in some guys that have been injured throughout their whole career, a.k.a. they just got their a.k.a. Sam Bradford, who is now a Philadelphia Eagle. He's their face of the franchise now. So he's there. They got rid of Nick Foles. You know, he flew the coop. So it's interesting, the different plans, and it's a lot of fun, too. And the NFL, Somerville, just does a masterful job of always being relevant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. You're always hearing about it.
And someone, I didn't even know this one, folks. Someone, Bill, hit me with this before we went on the air. Did I hear about this? Tell about the quick blip of a Drew Brees story that surfaced.
Yeah, it was interesting. Other day, just scanning some information and always looking ahead. But the rumor was that the Saints were actively shopping Drew Brees for a trade, either to Tampa Bay for the number one pick or to even the Jaguars for Bortles, which was really interesting. And it created a very quick furor in New Orleans world because of obviously Brees is, you know, the Brees to them is like, you know, Manning to the Colts and then to the Broncos. You know,
Brady to the Patriots.
Right,
Brady
to the Patriots, right. He is it. I mean, he took him to the promised land. So they're very protective of him. So I haven't seen anything lately on that, but it did pop up. And it's interesting that it got buried so quick.
You know what, though? The reason that I think now in hindsight, since you told me, you want to lose a tad validity to it because the Saints are just a disaster when it comes to the cap. And they traded their best receiver. They traded, even though it's a tight end, Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
He's gone. He's off to Seattle, which, my God, what a monster pickup for the Seattle Seahawks. But here's a team close to home, Seminole Bill, that went out, opened up the checkbook, and got Sue from Detroit.
What a big.
He is a difference. He's a different maker. And that defense now is lights out with Jones, you know, sacking people. I mean, not Jones, with, gosh darn it, the guy out of Canada a few years ago, but now he's with the Dolphins. I'll think of him in a minute. Jones is up there with the Patriots, But their defense is formidable. And they paid Sue a ton of money. But, you know, as a fan, sometimes people, oh, you overpay. What do you mean you overpay? I get a kick out of that, some of the belt. These guys that run the NFL, these teams, millions of dollars, and they're sitting there going, well, the fans are saying, you overpaid. You didn't overpay. That's what the market dictated.
Well, it's because we were paying, you know, $20 for a hot dog. That's why.
when you go to the game,
you're upset about that. You know?
Exactly. And if you don't do it, then somebody else is. The end of the day, all anybody wants to do is win.
Yeah.
So whatever you have to do, mortgage the farm, do whatever it takes to bring in the necessary guys.
Yep, that's it.
And Sue to the Dolphins is a fantastic pickup.
Great.
And then some of the other big names, like how about this, Seminole Bill? The rumors are swirling, and when we're taping this show, he might go. He might have already signed with them, whatever. But here it comes back to the college football recruiting. Sam Bradford, is now with the Eagles. The Eagles are entertaining DeMarco Murray from the Dallas Cowboys. Sam Bradford and DeMarco Murray were roommates at Oklahoma. And they're still, to this day, really good friends. Sam Bradford is recruiting DeMarco Murray.
Yeah.
How great is that? I'm telling you, it's college football recruiting.
You gotta love it.
And then you also have LeSean McCoy, who's now up with the Bills, which is a big pickup for the Bills. You have the Jets. The Jets go out, Seminole Bill, and get Darrell Revis.
Oh, yeah, they brought him back, yeah.
They brought him back, and they got Brandon Marshall, the receiver from the Bears.
Yeah. Making some moves without the big coach here, aren't they?
No, absolutely. And here's one thing that bothers me about fans sometimes, because I think that we're all hypocrites at times, but you're a real hypocrite if you see that the NFL player, it's all about the money. You know, oh, you're this greedy. And I'm going, listen, dude, or dudette, you can't tell me for one second that if you worked at Publix for 5 years and you were making $100,000 a year, that if Winn-Dixie or Albertsons or somebody came a call and offered you $150,000 a year, are you going to say, well, you know what, I'm loyal to Publix? Where are you headed, Seminole Bill? I'm off to Winn-Dixie. In a heartbeat.
The beef people,
and I won't look back.
Yeah.
And guess what? Anybody in their right mind at Publix would have said, yeah, I agree. I would go too. So when these NFL players, just because, and here's what's deceiving too, when they go, oh, my gosh, guaranteed $30 million. Okay, that is true. And obviously that's a ton of money. But what people don't factor in is some of that $30 million is worth what, $14 million?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got all kind of stuff going on there. You know, you got, first off, you can pay taxes on it. you got an agent. You don't know anything about having an agent, do you?
the tax is whack, 50%.
Yep.
You know,
agent,
from the guy.
Agent's going to get his
cut. 5%.
That's right.
You get a manager of 5%. I mean, next thing you know, you're down to 40% of that money.
Yeah. I mean, and then, you know, everybody else, you know, along the way that's needing help, needing this, whatever. It's
that's right.
That's why they all, you know,
then,
that's it.
You're absolutely right. Now, for the Jacksonville Jaguars, another team, we just mentioned the Dolphins getting Sue, but how about the Jags getting Julius Thomas from the Broncos?
Oh, yeah.
To tie it in to help out Blake Bortles, who you just mentioned, as one of those guys, you know, that was talked about when it came to the Drew Brees rumors that were out there. Torrey Smith, I'm just trying to pick out some big names. Torrey Smith, Seminoleville, goes from the Ravens to now the 49ers, which is, you know, that's a big-time pickup for the Niners, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a very good one for them. They need it.
And then a guy that Mark Ingram turns around and re-signs with the Saints because now he's finally playing like the Heisman Trophy candidate.
As we
stay on running backs, Ryan Matthews leaves the Chargers and is off to the Eagles.
Right.
Another guy that can't stay healthy. And then I love these two. And they're on the same team at the same time. And let me see if you know it. 2001 Hurricanes.
Yeah.
01-02 Hurricanes.
Gore.
Well, two players just went to the same team.
Well, Gore took off. I mean, he's one that was
Gore, Gore to the Colts.
Right.
And his buddy Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
To the Colts.
I had him in front of me. I was looking here. I was like, wow. That's going to be interesting. I mean, the Texans were riding, you know, now they're riding their big defensive. They're riding the defensive boy right now, but they were riding, before that, they were riding their all-star receiver there.
Yes. And now, but I mean, what a great pickup. Oh, my goodness. I mean, for the Colts, I mean, they're a legitimate, they are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Every year they've taken the next step. The next step for them is the Super Bowl if it continues to go on the same trend. And that's a huge pickup. And it was great, too, because I heard Andre Johnson talking to Seminoleville. And Andre says, he goes, I just found out that I got cut. He goes, I think within 3 minutes my phone is ringing. It was Frank Gore. And Frank's like, Andre's like, what's up, Frank? Frank's like, so what are you going to do? He's like, man, I just got the news. I don't know what I'm going to do. He goes, they just cut me like 10 minutes ago, and you already want to know where I'm going?
Right.
And that's when Gore said, I'm not going to go to Philly. I'm going to go to – because Andre said to Frank Gore, where do you think the best chance is to win a Super Bowl?
Right.
And Gore said, the Colts. And he goes, that's where I'm going. And Andre said, that sounds good. And I was like, wow, see, recruiting, once again, it's pretty interesting.
It's a you thing.
That's right. But it's something we don't talk about as much. Usually it's the NBA that gets a bad rap for players joining, you know, one team to create a all-powerful team. And I guess the reason the NFL doesn't get a bad rap, one, because the NFL, they can do no wrong, but two, I guess because there's so many players on the team that you could put four players on an NBA team and it's a big deal, you know.
Right.
Now, there's a couple guys out there that I want your opinion on. How about, and let's get rid of cap numbers and all that stuff. Let's not worry about the money. Let's just have fun, actually, as opposed to, well, that won't work. How about Reggie Bush is cut by the Lions? Okay. Boy, if I'm Reggie, you know, what a great fit to head to the Patriots. You know, head to the Patriots. Team up with Tom Brady. Give him a dynamic guy out of the backfield because they lost Shane Vereen, who went to the Giants.
Right.
Do you think that would be a good fit, Reggie there with Brady?
I mean, be a little bit different tempo. You know, they don't really give him much. I mean, they've never really given John much. They've never given him a lot to work with, man. You know, they really don't.
They never give him anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the best thing he had there was Moss. I mean, if you can say that. I mean, for a while.
Yeah, and he threw 25 touchdowns to him in 55 on the year or something.
He's used to doing without anything. So I mean, I don't think he's going to have a problem with what he's got. He's been doing it for years. You know, he's one of those guys that's really, I think probably like you said, he is the big guy. But you know, when you look at him, you don't think of him like, at least I don't yet, of like the Marino. Marino was one of those guys just, you know, boom, boom, boom. You know, he put them records up like crazy. Didn't have a Super Bowl, but he's more like the working class guy that just has to work with whatever you give him. He's going to figure out a way to win with it. You know,
it truly is. It has nothing to do with the system they run.
No,
they run whatever system
fits.
They create the system based on who's there, as opposed to Chip Kelly says, I run this type of system here in Philadelphia. I need to get players that are part of this type of system. The Patriots do it completely different. How about this guy? And I think it's a great pickup for the 49ers, and that is former Florida State boy Darnell Dockett, who I'm a big fan of. But the Cardinals cut him, and now he's headed to San Francisco.
Yeah. I think good for Darnell. I mean, you know, he will do well out there, even if people don't particularly like him. Over the years, he's kind of gotten that, you know, bad boy image.
Yeah, he does. He's always had that, though.
But he's a powerhouse. He's a hell of a player.
That's for sure.
Really is.
All right, when we come back, we have our fitness tip, our water check, and also the Walking Dead recap. Coming up next. Stay with us right here on the Mark Lloyd Show.
So lay down. It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's gonna make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
If you have something to add to the show, it better be as interesting as Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. The Walking Dead music for everybody. Our recap from last week's episode coming up in our entertainment segment. First, though, we want to let you know that we are brought to you by, we are powered by, we are protected by our good friends at Fraud Protection Network and the Rapid Pro Real-Time Identity Theft Protection. Bottom line is, they protect your identity. You know, I mean, if that's a concern of yours, and it should be, then you need to give them a call. It's painless, simple, very affordable. 855-203-0683 is the number. Actually, what is not affordable is for you not to protect your identity and go through the hassle when somebody does steal your identity. Not a good thing. Get your identity protected today. Give them a call, 855-203-0683, or visit their website at
fraudprotectionnetwork.com.
Excellent. All right, hey, you guys ready for a little fitness tip action?
Let's go.
All right. You know what? This is important. I'm glad I found this one. It's change your routine that you're working out, whatever routine it is. Change it every 4 to 6 weeks to prevent a workout plateau is what they call it. Try to add something new, you know, in your workouts also so you don't get bored. But by switching it up, so if you're a runner and you're always running 5 miles, obviously maybe mix it up with some intervals. Maybe run for 10 minutes and do some sit-ups and then run for 10 minutes. You know, mix it up constantly. If you're training with weights, do the same exact thing. Do your workout routine for a while, but then mix up the different exercises that you're doing on back and by and tri and chest and legs and et cetera. So that's a good tip, which leads us to water test time. Let me hear it. Boys, you know, we're locked and loaded. We're no longer free agents. We have the franchise tag on us. That means I'm feeling good, and I'm just crushing it today, leaving everybody in the dust. It might be a record for me. I'm at 81 ounces already.
Good Lord.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Indomitian Sue of the water.
Yeah, very good. That's right. I'm a happy man. Some people drink alcohol. I just continue to drink water when I'm celebrating. So very I'm good. At a strong 81 ounces. But you know what? That's kind of irrelevant. The most pressing thing right now is who is in second place. Seminole Bill has been unseated for the last 2 weeks by Terminus Eric.
Yeah.
Guys, what are we at?
I'll let him go.
Well, I came back a little bit more with a vengeance this week. I'm at 68.
Oh, ho, ho. Very good, Seminole Bill.
I cannot
that
let him
strong.
Keep smacking me around like he's been doing.
Yeah, yeah, he has been smacking around 68. Terminus, I just want to hear a strong number.
Oh, boy.
So you said
you're back to third place. That's okay.
You said the
what are you at?
You said the fitness tip was to change your routine, right? So the fitness tip was change your routine. Well, I changed my routine, and I'm back to drinking lemonade and sweet tea and everything like that. So I'm at, like, a little bit of water in my sweet tea.
So, you
just
know
gave
what,
up.
Sonoville, Terminus is all or nothing, man.
He made it to the
all
mountaintop. He could see Everest.
That's right.
And now he's like, it's not so big.
That is fantastic. He's all or nothing. He goes from second place in a water check drinking 60 ounces to he's in the negative area now. And he's counting water that's mixed in with lemonade. Oh, Lord. And you know what, though? We should have known that, Seminole Bill, when it came to contract negotiations. Terminus Eric was playing hardball. He had the shades on and everything. He had a great poker face.
You know what? Now it all makes sense. Yeah. We should have figured it. He did the same thing those guys do right before the big contracts. What do? They go out there and they look like gangbusters, don't they? They're like, wow.
Yep.
You know, we got to get this guy. We got to keep him. And then he gets up, first pitch, and he whiffs. Goodness gracious.
All comes to fruition.
Yeah.
Should have known that.
Coming back.
Good deal. All right. But you know what also is coming to fruition is the last three episodes of The Walking Dead. That's all we have left until the finale, which Terminus Eric shared with us last week that it will be 90 minutes long, which is awesome. But this past week's episode, and I mentioned at the top of the show, that I'm totally, thoroughly confused. And I really am speculating. Can it be that Rick and his group now is the bad guys? You know what I mean? That they are going to take over this town, that these people are soft and are weak? Or, and then I'll let you guys talk, or, guys, the W.
Yeah.
And is that a gang that is out there? And I speculated some more that I wonder if that pack of dogs that they killed, you know, Rick and all of them, was that the pack of dogs that belonged to this group that is putting a W on the foreheads of, you know, zombies? And remember, last thing, remember all the walkers that were cut in half and the body parts for like four episodes ago were laying around.
Mm-hmm.
So what say you guys?
I think Terminus has a really good insider on this one.
Oh, but
I know, I know.
A spoiler that you read somewhere.
No, not a spoiler. It is speculation, right, Terminus?
Yes, it is speculation.
Pure speculation based on the original series.
It's based off of the comic books.
Whoa.
No,
hold it.
Pump the brakes. You can't tell me anything from the comic book. That's reading. No. I don't want to know.
But everything that happens in the comics, but they haven't done exactly the same thing in the show.
I know, but I don't want to know anything about the comic books. that's illegal.
This is rough. This is rough because
I just threw the challenge flag. Nope, you can't do it. I only want speculation just based on what you've watched, not what somebody said
or what the comic
book is saying.
Okay, well then I will try to phrase it to where I did notice that the people from four episodes ago at when Tyrese, or was it 4 episodes ago? I don't even know. But when Tyrese got his arm bit and chopped off, I did notice that the bodies were cut in half perfectly and that the torsos in the back of the truck had W's on their head as well. And I noticed it that day and I was like, whoa, that's really weird. And then the fact that I saw the W on this last episode on the zombie, I was like...
And something else. Now, there was a... What was the... They gave out an A to somebody or whatever it was. I remember this in the last episode.
Yeah, the stamp, the A stamp.
Yeah, see, it's interesting to me when you see Brandon.
Well, the A stamp stands for Arlington.
Right. I get that. But it's all kind of interesting because there's branding going on and identification by letters. And the cool, you know, we both saw the W's like you were talking about. And it made me wonder, me personally, and again, I'm not somebody that's read up on this like anybody else, but made me wonder was, you know, is there something? some connection with the brand to even the group that's at this new place where everyone's at. Because remember, they were in the forest a while back, and they tied that one walker to the tree and were trying to torture it, you know, basically. And that made me wonder, like, are these guys the ones that kind of have the attitude too? So a lot of stuff going on right now. It's kind of misdirection, trying to run you different directions, it seems like.
That's a good point, though. I hear you on that. Okay.
But I do have to say I was right about Carol.
What did you say about her, that she's crazy?
No, that she was the most dangerous one out of Rick's group right now. That she was.
Yeah, you got to admit, brother, that speech you gave that little kid was fantastic.
That was good.
I mean, the cookie monster after that.
Yeah, really. Very good. Very good, the cookie monster. But I'm listening to her talk to the kid saying, oh, my goodness. This is fantastic.
Yes,
you wonder what? I got to go tell my mom. I'm thinking, oh, gosh. It's
setting up pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. So something big has happened this week, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, finally it seems like we're going to see the, slipped my mind what his name is, but the priest.
Yeah, that's
you know what? I went back and watched, you know, because the last episode airs before the new episode, and we just have it on, not watching it intently, but it's on. And I did notice him at times, but he wasn't in the house when they were all going to go to sleep that night. The camera didn't pan on him. And I don't recall him being – it's weird. It's almost like he has something else to do in real life. You know what I mean? Like he was shooting something else.
It makes you wonder. It does make you wonder, because we were all doing that. We were looking for him and, of course, the other guy. I always call him the straggler, whatever that guy is. I'm sorry.
He was talking about Morgan. I watched – The Talking Dead after this past week's episode, and they did make a mention that what happened to the priest, like, where's he been? And the last time that they actually had him in a shot was when they were walking into the gate on that episode.
That's right.
So
no, when they were doing the guns, when they were turning in their guns.
Right.
He was standing in the background. I saw him. But other than that, when they went to even the cocktail party, I didn't see him anywhere in there.
I didn't see him either.
No, I didn't either. They panned to pretty much everyone too in that party. How do you like the way? Again, you're gonna have to help me here. The guy he's got the crossbow all the time. I can never remember
Daryl.
His name.
Daryl.
How do you like the way he's interacting with this other with the gay couple, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, you know what? No, that's great writing, because you put the guy. If there was one guy that was gonna be anti-gay, it had to have been a hillbilly that lived in the woods.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I thought that was brilliant. Really was.
And it's a great job of writing, and a great job of how they lured him in with the motorcycle. Yeah. And luring sounds like a bad thing, but I don't mean.
Befriended him. That's a better word.
Yeah, very good. How they befriended him.
Because they knew he wasn't. You know, everyone had questions about him, and then they had their own angle. You know, even though we feel safe here, we still don't always fit in here because of our lifestyle, basically. You know, that's kind of what they were getting at, and who we are, and you're kind of the same way. It was a perfect fit.
Yeah. So this week, you know, the teasers that they give, it never really tells us anything. They're awful teasers. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Next week preview, it's like nothing. They showed us 5 seconds of Stasha, whatever her name is, walking, and I'm like, what is that show?
Yeah. It always is. It always is vague and leaves you wondering what's going to happen.
That's what they do, man. They don't. You know, if you know everything before it comes, it's no fun to watch.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. But so they got so many questions that need to be answered, you know, coming up. But I think this week, for some reason, I just have a feeling that they're not going to just drop everything on the season finale. Great shows give us stuff throughout the season, the way they kill Tyrese in episode 2 or 3, you know. So the great shows out there aren't afraid to do something like that. So I could see this upcoming week, maybe I would like to learn what the W is and where is that coming from and who are those people.
Oh, yeah.
And is that the real threat?
Yep.
You know?
Got it.
So let's hope that we're next week we're talking about just that. And all of our speculation, and we'll use the word again, come to fruition a little bit. All right, well, for the fellas, some of the Bill, and some of the Seth, I'm Mark Lloyd. Folks, thanks for hanging out with us, and we will talk to you next week. See you, everybody.
We'll be right back.